Welcome to that 590 show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. I'm your host, Matt Berger, alongside Matt Rocchio and John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Thursday. Strange feeling week because you have Monday off, and then we had last night off, so I have no idea what day of the week it is. I had to look down at my computer like, oh yeah, it's Thursday. It happens sometimes, Giamatti, especially when you get old. One day you'll be old too. You're not going to be that young whippersnapper right there wearing a Lakers cap.
That happens to me all the time. Every time there's like a long weekend, I always get mixed up.
Always happens. Once you get back from vacation too, then you're not going to know anything. You're not going to know what time it is.
I'll be all over the
place. Yeah, you're going to be really off. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 show, at Matt Berger, or Matt, at Matt underscore Berger, at Rock 590, and at John Rudolph 22. Joining us at 620 will be Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. And then at 7 o'clock, Shane Young from BballBreakdown.com. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Got a lot to talk about today. We have the Cardinals winning last night. We have the Cardinals winning this afternoon. So they managed to salvage a split against the Los Angeles Dodgers before they head to Chicago this weekend to take on the surprisingly struggling Northsiders, man. They are really bad. They got swept by the Padres. Getting swept by the Padres is like getting fired by White Castle. How do you have that happen,
man? Yeah, that's bad. The Padres are the Cubs of 4 years ago. They are full-on tanking. They're not trying to win. They're throwing young guys out there to the Wolves just so they can get playing time and see if they're going to be on the composition of a hopefully championship roster. I mean, they're going full tank. And so to drop a few games to them, that's a rough one, like you said, for the Cubs. Nonetheless, though, Cardinals, two games in a row, things are starting to crystallize, and you're starting to wonder, are the Cardinals what they've been all year? It would shock me a little bit if they're this poor all season, but at the same time, it would shock me even more if the Cubs remain this poor all season.
Yeah, I can't see that happening now with the talent in that lineup, but you never know. They're starting pitching.
It's not about the talent in the lineup, Berger. Yeah, it's about the talent in the rotation.
And everybody who's a critic of the Cubs said that before the season started, that their starting pitching wasn't very good and that their bullpen wasn't very good outside of Wade Davis. But, I mean, like you just said about the Padres, they're on full-blown tank mode. Okay. I know that they got the world's best weather in San Diego. They had the beaches, but could you imagine being a sports fan in San Diego right now? The Chargers left. They're in Los Angeles, and you're bitter about that. And the only professional team you have to root for in that town is the Sad Sack Padres team. Thank God they got the beaches. If that happened here...
You're just looking at long-form articles of why the Cubs are geniuses. That's all you're doing if you're a San Diego Padres fan. You're reading long-form articles from the last year and from the last couple years prior about how Theo Epstein's way of blowing it all up and restarting through the draft and stuff like that, how genius it is and how it worked. That's all you're doing to console yourself, Berger. You're literally reading, you're Googling just wide span, just Theo Epstein, Cubs, long rebuild, and you are reading every article to give you some hope that as long as your GM isn't completely incompetent and can do something to the comparison what Theo Epstein did, maybe you can do it. Of course, I'll be there right next to you saying, yeah, but the problem with the Cubs is they bought the pitching, and that's why they won.
They did. Hey, Theo Epstein, he's the ultimate ghost.
Got quite the lineup from the draft, I'll tell you that much.
Theo Epstein, he's the ultimate ghostbuster. Look what he did in Boston in 2004, and look what he did in Chicago last year. And he's personal friends with Eddie Vedder. That guy's life does not suck. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Well, hey, good evening, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. What's the action going on the spelling bee? What's the word?
What I was going to get to in a minute. I was just going to first be a great guy and say it was a great day for Adam Wainwright.
I know both of you
are excited about that big basketball game in 2 hours.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I got to eat a little crow on Adam Wainwright.
I know you were probably busy today at work, man. I don't know if Rock got to catch it, but from 9 o'clock today to 1:30, I was on pins and needles with my hot dogs and popcorn and me and my cat having our spelling bee party. I can't get it going like a Super Bowl party because nobody wants to come over and watch it with me. But it's a shame. But I'm telling you, after the 4.5 hours they watch these kids battle, I've come to the realization Bob Foley can have the Stanley Cup. You guys can have the NBA. St. Louis can have baseball. I'm putting this spelling bee on a pedestal with the Super Bowl. Yes, I am sports fans.
Does your cat
this
look
at action was just unbelievable. And if you guys want to be smart tonight, I'm telling all the callers, you should put ESPN on, watch these 15 kids battle tonight, spelling words that I can't pronounce. They're all going to be future geniuses. And one of the kids is a 10-year-old from St. Louis. It's just incredible. It's right up there with the hot dog eating contest. And it's just riveting action. And I'm just ashamed that more people don't watch. I mean, there's going to be six more of these basketball games. It's been the worst year of NBA playoffs in our lifetimes. And the hockey's all right. I know Bob likes it, but I just got to tell you, this spelling bee, it just has you on the edge of your seats.
Does your cat even look at you like, dude, seriously, you're watching this?
Well, she ran off a couple of times. She loves Paul a lot more than me. But you know, she knows that I'm a kook, but that's okay. Paul's laughing at me, too, now. I got to eat some
major crow about Adam Wainwright. I thought he was... You know, should be regulated to the maybe possibly look to regulated to the bullpen or even perhaps.
You're right. I thought he was finished too, but
yeah, I'm not the only one, but he has been fantastic.
I'll tell you that.
Adam Wainwright has allowed just one earned run in 26 and a third innings in his last four starts.
You know, home run today is bad.
Yeah.
You know, with our rotten offense, we'd still probably be playing if he didn't hit that home run, but it's going to be interesting. I mean, the Cubs are really reeling, like you guys said. And so I interrupted you with something important with the spelling bee, but I'll let you guys get back to your show. I know it's going to be I'm looking forward to this basketball series, too. I don't want everybody out there in radio land that doesn't know me knows that I'm just joking. I mean, this is a pretty big event in basketball. It's got to be. I mean, I'm not lying to you guys. You know I love all sports. I'm not one of these guys because I like hockey. I hate basketball. I love it all, but I am just being honest with you. In my 53 years on this earth, this has not been a good NBA playoff.
It's not.
No, of course not.
But everybody's been looking forward to this. So, you know, let's get it on. I'll just say this in closing. It was terrible what those idiots did to LeBron James' home. That should not have happened. It's ridiculous. And hopefully they catch those rats. And then and you guys enjoy the game tonight. And I'll flip back and forth between that and the spelling bean. It's going to be one hell of an evening. Hey, take care. Great show as always. You guys have a nice evening.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate the phone call, and you enjoy that spelling and that basketball as well.
And believe you me, we will be enjoying the NBA Finals game tonight. I could not be more pumped, not just because the layoff created some real longing for this one just to get underway, but, I mean, I'm so pumped for this NBA Finals. I can remember being pretty pumped for Spurs and Heat, the rematch. Remember being pretty excited when you were talking about the Spurs, you know, Spurs and the Mavericks when LeBron was still an underdog for all intensive purposes, still hadn't won a championship and all those things. But this has got a completely different feeling around it. Obviously, first time in history we've ever had back-to-back-to-back matchups like this. It's going to be a blast.
This is, and I am an unabashed Miami Heat fan, but this is the best team LeBron James has ever had in the NBA Finals. And
yes,
I'm hoping for a great series, but I don't think it's going to be. And we're going to have Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com. He's going to be on with us at 7 o'clock to talk about the series. He kind of agrees with me. We talked a little bit today about it. So I'm hoping for nothing would please me more than a 7-game series because number one, 7-game series are usually exciting. Number two, man, once the Stanley Cup Finals are gone and once the NBA Finals are gone, it's going to be slim pickings as far
draft season, baby.
It's going to be slim pickings as far as topics go.
It's going to be a great year in the draft.
For your talk show host here. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Hockey Bob joins us. Good evening, Hockey Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How y'all doing today? Beautiful weather, huh?
Yes, it's not bad outside.
No, it's not. Quick question. Are all fans typically so damn impatient? I mean, you were talking about your eating crew because of what you said about Wainwright. And I remember when Jake Allen went through a slump, everybody wanted to ship him out to Saskatoon. Don't people understand that athletes can go through slumps too and that we shouldn't just give up on them really quickly like that? I mean, I just don't get it.
It's not completely unfounded because with Jake Allen, he was told to stay home when they went on a road trip.
There's also
supposed to be the number one goalie.
There's also
he
a big difference in people giving up on Jake Allen in the middle of a season when you have when there's a small sample size across like 20 games. It's very different when we're talking about a guy, when we're talking about Adam Wainwright, who fell from a sub 3 ERA to almost a 4 ERA last year across, across 33 starts.
Wainwright, he didn't look very good last
year. And in his first six starts this year were bad, too. So I don't think it was anyone was just piling on him, anyone was jumping the shark or jumping too quickly to make an assumption. We had an entire year of him having a rough season, and then it started rough this year. And so I think when you have an entire year under the belt of just being below average, I don't think it's undue, especially when you're 35 years old.
And I think
people will wonder if that's what you're going to be for the remainder of your career.
I think Adam Wainwright, I think he's pitching differently too. I don't think he's pitching the same way as he had in the past. I don't think he's relying on that cutter nearly as much as he has. So I think he's pitching differently. I got to give him credit for that too.
I guess in my middle age, I just don't take things so seriously about sports as I used to. Rock and I have gone through this many times. I just believe as a fan that all I have to do is watch my team. If I don't like what they're playing, if the way they're playing, I don't think it's bad to turn the channel so that I don't have to bring in any disappointment, any anger, any throwing of remote controls, kicking in TVs. Life's too short, guys, to be nothing but happy all the time. That's the way I look at life. That's the way I look at my viewing of sports. But you know what? You know what's gonna be time for? Pool parties, barbecues, and camping.
You're in the 1% of sports fans. I don't understand how you're a sports fan overall if you just turn the game off when your team's doing bad because you don't want to get angry.
Like that,
what the heck's the point at that? What's the point?
Well, okay, this is what my mom does. Like, if my mom's watching a team that she loves and it's getting too tense, like the action's getting too tense, she'll go in the other room and, like, full clothes or wash dishes or something like that. She'll keep the game on, and she'll have the audio loud. In other words, she can hear it, and if something's going on, she'll run into the other room so she can watch it on TV. But to actually watch it unfold, yeah, my mom can't do that. It's too much for her.
It's the most innocent way to overreact about things in life. No one can get mad at you for being mad at sports. It's so freeing. You can let off, you can yell at TV a little bit, and anyone's like, why are you yelling at TV? You can't hear them. You just give them the death stare because it's a dumb thing to say.
Of course.
Well, let me ask you guys this then. If your team is doing bad, does it affect your pocketbook? Does it keep you from
betting,
putting your head down on your pillow? Does it keep you from not being able to go home at night? Those are the things that matter in life. Again, sports is 100% about entertainment. And in my book, if you're not being entertained by what you choose to be entertained by, you should change something. Because being mad about things all the time that you have no control, in my book, is no way to live. But thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it, and I will continue to listen.
Appreciate it, Hockey Bob. Have a great night. Rice City Lemming, it is now free to turn it back on yet. He's gone. Rice City Lemming texting in. Is he gone yet? Can I turn it back?
I cannot reconcile that viewpoint. It's so... Hey, I can't figure it out. I can understand.
God bless him for
having
it. No,
I understand not letting the little things bother you. I think that's a big thing. But I think the point is that that letting sports be the one thing that does bother you can be healthy in some ways, in that you don't let everything else it's normal for things to bug you. Like, it's normal to go through life and have things make you angry or bother you, and a healthy way to release that is by yelling at the players who can't hear you through the TV, I think. So I think, yes, don't let the little things bother you, but also don't just sit on it. Yell at the TV a little bit. Hockey Bob, I know he's a big hockey fan, but I don't understand his view of fandom.
Like,
it blows my mind.
Sport,
that's
too.
Hockey fans are in the most beautiful way. Crazy. And so I'm baffled when he comes here with that view on sports, because again, I 90% of the people who listen to this station or are on this station are people who are going to, at any point, even if they say they're not that kind of person, they will yell at the TV. Whether a player makes a stupid play or an ump makes a dumb call, they will yell at the TV. And if you don't think there's something cathartic about that, I don't know what you're doing. That's Hockey Bob's thing. Don't worry about the little things. No. There are things in life that will bother you, and sports are the ultimate catharsis.
TJ, I'm sorry. Text again. Clorox is bleachy goodness. Enjoy it, Bobby. I mean, no, I don't think anybody gets more hate on the text machine than Hockey Bob.
It's so quick.
He gets more so than Big Al.
It's so fast.
Big Al gets his fair share of hate on the text machine. I think Hockey Bob gets most of it. Have you ever broken anything watching a sporting event? I have. I remember I broke my remote to my TV.
Not in anger.
It was out of anger. It was the it was a game between the Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was the year the season after they won the Super Bowl. And all they had it was a Monday night game, and all they had to do was beat the Buccaneers and they were going to be back in the playoffs. And it was like fourth and forever for Tampa Bay. And Kevin Carter had a handful of Warwick Dunn's jersey behind the line of scrimmage. And Warwick Dunn broke his way free of that tackle and got like 25 yards on that run. And I was so mad. I took my remote and I spiked it down on the ground, and it no longer worked after that.
We're going to have to hit a break here in a minute, but we're going to have an open spot around 640, also at 720. Text in, tweet in, maybe call in later on when we have an open spot. Let us know your biggest freak out during a sports event.
Yeah.
Whether or not it was a good thing or a bad thing, because I will never forget the absolute feeling of not only just euphoria, but also I was so happy when Nelson Cruz boffed that ball in the triple. That I remember just being so happy and just being like, I have to do something because this is incredible. And like that, and so I broke something during game six because we were all, first of all, it was my sophomore year in college, and I was on the very top floor of my fraternity house. The fact that nobody went through a window was a miracle in the first place, because we destroyed so much stuff just completely accidentally. Because again, we all freak out for the Beltran or for the freeze thing, and I think one of the table, I think the table's leg got hit the first time then, and then the Hamilton homer happens, and I think somebody hits the table leg in anger. Then the Berkman homer happens, and I think somebody hits the table leg again in happiness. And then the freeze one happens again, and I hit the table leg, and the table goes
breaks
completely, just crumbles.
My buddy
and so my worst one. I can't remember if I've broken anything. You know what? There might have been a time where I was just because I used to be so obsessed with the Rams, man. When they were in that run where they won six games in 3 years, I think there's a drywall hole in my basement. And it wasn't even like immediately something happened in the game. It was just like, oh my God, we just went 1-15. This is my team. I'm so angry right now.
That game six, that World Series game six, when Freeze hit that home run, my buddy who lives in New York, I went to high school with, so he's a Cardinal fan, and he was a bartender at this Tex-Mex place in Lower Manhattan called Grand Canyon. And when Freeze hit that home run, the restaurant was pretty much empty at that point. And Freeze hit that home run, and he just started screaming. And he said that everybody in the kitchen, all the help in the kitchen, came running out with knives and pots and pans because they thought he was being robbed because he was screaming so much. They came out to help him, and he's just like, no, Freeze hit the home run. You know, the Cardinals, and they just stared at him like, what the hell is wrong with you?
That reminds me, John McGaffey's kickoff return for a touchdown to open the Oklahoma game when Oklahoma was ranked number one. Mizzou beat him that night. That kickoff return about got me fired from Bredco because I was in the back doing dishes, and I did about
this. I'm surprised you were even at work that time.
They had rules.
For the first time this evening, let's head to that 590 Show Sports Update desk and our very own Matt Rocchio.
Cardinals closed out a four-game series against the Dodgers earlier today with a 2-0 victory. Adam Wainwright got the win. Six innings pitched, four hits allowed, no earned runs, and six strikeouts as he moved his season ERA down to 3.79. Cardinals, those two runs were both from Adam Wainwright, courtesy of a second-inning home run with DeJong on base. Speaking of DeJong, him and Jerko, the only Cardinals in the game with multi-hit days. Cardinals had 9 total hits in today's contest against the Dodgers. They will be back in action tomorrow afternoon in Chicago to start a 3-game series against the Cubs. Earlier today in action, the Indians dropped the Athletics 8-0, the Brewers over the Mets 2-1, and the Rockies over the Mariners 6-3. In action right now, Red Sox down to the Orioles early as they move into the top of the second, Orioles with a 2-0 lead there. In the top of the first, the Yankees have already put one in, 1-0 over the Blue Jays, and they are scoreless in Miami, being the Diamondbacks and the Marlins, as they just got that game underway. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. A text coming in from the 636. I flipped a couch in anger when Mizzou lost to Norfolk State. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I blanked out the fact that happened.
Yeah, a lot of people were trying to blank that out as well.
I almost forgot that 30-win season happened in the first place.
We got another one coming, though, this year.
Well, that Norfolk State Wiped out a great season.
Yes, it did. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.